And I'm in New York City today. We're just a few blocks from our studios in Midtown. There's a new real estate development, the biggest private development in the history of America. It's called Hudson Yards. And when it's finished, it'll include 16 new skyscrapers on the west side of Manhattan. Joining us now for our View from the Top, our series of conversations with leaders, is Jeff Blau, CEO of Related Companies, which is behind the project. Jeff Blau, welcome. And tell us about Hudson Yards.
We now own about 28 acres of land and have development rights for about 20 million square feet of development of office, retail, residential, hotel, schools, parks, cultural facilities. It's really a whole city unto itself.
Just 5 years ago or so, it was train tracks over there.
So we built all of this over – these are the Long Island Railroad trains that come in every day. They drop it at Penn Station and they continue moving slowly. And these are storage sheds. So the trains sit there during the day. They get cleaned and cooled and then they go back out in the afternoon. So it, in addition to kind of the economic challenge of building all this at once, the physical and engineering challenges were pretty terrific.
Where is all the money coming from for this?
So we, you know, this is obviously a private development. In total, it'll be about $25 billion of investment into New York City. We're a private company, so we bring in capital partners from around the world, U.S. Pension funds, foreign sovereign wealth funds, and traditional construction lenders.
But there's a, for example, a $32 million penthouse in Hudson Yards. Who's going to do that? Is that foreign investors or are those people in the United States?
Who's going to buy that?
Who's going to buy that? Yeah.
So we started selling our first residential building about 8-9 months ago. It's 15 Hudson Yards. It's one of our tallest towers with incredible views of the river. We've sold about $650 million of condos since last October. And I think that makes it one of the fastest selling condos ever in New York. So the buyer profile is really primarily domestic buyers, a lot of New Yorkers. Interestingly, a lot of people around New York City, so New Jersey, Westchester, Long Island, homeowners who want a place in the city. And I think everyone's really attracted to kind of the retail that's going to be there, 20 different restaurants. A lot of the buyers are people that whose companies have or are planning to relocate there. And so, you know, the West Chelsea neighborhood just attached to Hudson Yards has become the fastest growing residential neighborhood in New York City. So it's people that want to be there. They're, you know, the art galleries and the Whitney Museum and the High Line and kind of all the great things happening combined with what is about to happen is really kind of what's attracting people.
How do you avoid what happened at the World Trade Center when some of the new buildings went up there and some of them are still empty to a large degree?
Well, for the most part, our buildings are leased. So it's already – we've passed that state. So of the four office buildings, we've leased 3.5 of them.
Why do you think that is though? Why did you succeed where they failed?
I don't know that they failed, first of all, but I think, you know, from our perspective, I think, you know, Hudson Yards is really attached to Midtown. It is part of the city, part of Midtown here where people want to be. And I think, you know, what Bloomberg did in kind of rezoning the West Side and rezoning Hudson Yards, it was really to ensure that New York City stayed competitive on the global scale. CEOs are looking for an environment. CEOs are looking for a way to use real estate as a talent attraction and retention tool. And so you can't just build great buildings. You have to have all the other parts around it.
Some of our listeners will hear you talk about all this and say, we must be in a bubble if people are spending this kind of money on this kind of real estate. Are you worried at all about a collapse? It's happened in the past. It's going to happen at some point in the future.
Yeah, not really. I mean, I think, look, New York is the greatest city in the world, right? And we have diversified our economy pretty well over the past couple of decades beyond just the financial services that it has been. And, you know, yes, the $32 million penthouse is an expensive apartment, and it is actually an exception to kind of our typical pricing because it's obviously the best unit on the top. But if you look at kind of where we've priced things, I mean, Hudson Yards has not been positioned to be like the 57th Street hyper expensive apartments that are only for, you know, the foreign wealthy chic that comes here.
There's a pencil thin tall building on 57th Street is what you're talking about.
Correct. And yeah. It's not, and that's not what Hudson Yards is about. Hudson Yards is built for New Yorkers. It's built for domestic buyers. People are going to live here. These aren't investors where, you know, at nighttime this is going to be a dark building and you're not going to see any activity. Yes, obviously this is – these any new building for the most part is more expensive than some of the older product and may only be affordable to a small segment of the market. But this is not – we're not dependent upon the wealthy billionaire who comes here from, you know, another country. We're building for New York.
Where else in the country do you see a market as hot as New York right now, or are there any?
I mean, across the United States, New York is by far the strongest market. I think San Francisco obviously is very, very strong right now. And what's driving a lot of that in both of those cities are tech jobs, right, and technology companies. And so if you look at the job creation in that sector, and again, as I said, the diversification beyond financial services, that's what's really kind of driving this economy. And if you look at other cities, you know, I think anyone that really wants to grow is really going to have to attract those type of companies because that's really the future.
So if there was a downturn in tech, that would be a problem for you?
Again, I think New York City is diversified, but look, I think that's – it would probably slow the pace of growth. I mean, look at what's happening today with the Amazon bid that's been announced. They have every city in the country competing for probably the most exciting opportunity for a city and for a private developer ever, right? I mean, they're talking about moving 50,000 people,
right?
Incredible jobs, right, that any city would love to have, 8 million square feet of development. It's an incredible opportunity for some city. And, you know, I think that's where, you know, as New York City needs to, if they want to stay competitive, they have to continue to be able to attract those type of companies here.
But there are already people with this Amazon contest going on who are saying, I don't want that in my city because it's just going to drive up the cost of living for everybody else. I'm sure you hear that about your own projects. What do you say to those people who say, this is going to make my life worse and I'm not going to benefit from this?
I think that's short-sighted. I really do. I think bringing 50,000 high-paying jobs to a city is really what keeps cities young and growing and attractive. And I think any city that's lucky enough to have Amazon would be incredibly lucky.
Hudson Yards is along the Hudson River. How much do you think about climate change?
We think about it quite a bit. Obviously, we've had an incredible, unfortunate year, you know.
The hurricanes.
The hurricanes. And who knows whether those things are related, but it seems like those 500-year events are happening, you know, more frequently than every 500 years these days. And so you can't ignore it, especially in our business, because we're building physical structures. We're on an island. You know, we had felt the impact of Sandy in some of our buildings, and you know, we had lessons learned. And so today, I mean, Hudson Yards is very different in the sense that we're building over these train tracks, and so everything is elevated by definition. I mean, we don't directly have that issue at Hudson Yards, but as a developer throughout New York City, we think about this all the time. And you know, we have done things like moved our mechanical systems up out of the basements. We've put flood barriers around buildings. Mm. We really study where that 500-year floodplain is and make sure we don't have any systems, critical systems below that point.
Finally, I just want to ask you, since you are a real estate developer here in New York, what is it like to have a real estate developer from New York in the White House? Or what do you think of President Trump so far?
I mean, look, we've all known President Trump for a long time through the real estate business, and it's interesting to see him now running the country. Look, I think he's got some ambitious ideas and goals. You see the tax plan that he thinks he's going to get done, and some of it is good. I think, unfortunately, there's a lot of chaos around kind of daily events that get in the way of productive things getting done. And so
is any of that having an impact on your business or no?
Not really day in and day out. I mean, as a citizen of the United States, we worry about it if you're asking, but in terms of our day in and day out business, not quite as much. I think, you know, some of the things around the tax bill changes and state and local deductibility could have a pretty big impact on New York City. I mean, we're a high tax state and that deduction is very valuable. But we haven't seen – that hasn't happened yet.
That's Jeff Blau, the CEO of Related Companies. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good being here. Thank you.
And we'll post some photos of Hudson Yards at hereandnow.org.